You're listening to SBS News.
Australian AIDS organisations have welcomed the federal government's approval of Australia's first HIV home testing kit. The organisations say the Atomo self-test is the last missing piece in the puzzle to eradicate AIDS. Positive Life New South Wales Chief Executive Craig Cooper says the new test gives more power to people diagnosed with HIV.
People have been fearful about going into a medical service and in terms of their anonymity. They've wanted to maintain control and ownership of the testing moment. So that's been a barrier in people being able to find out whether they are HIV positive or not. Having a home testing option puts them in a position of power and control where they can understand the moment and work out what they want to do if they get a positive test result.
The Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations Executive Officer Daryl O'Donnell says the new kits will allow regular testing and help avoid back-to-back doctor visits.
So for some people who are at risk of HIV, they might be needing to test up to four times a year. And obviously, going to a doctor four times a year to look after your preventive health is it's a really big ask. And so what we hope is that this self-test will supplement people's regular visits to their doctors and allow them to test more frequently.
The home testing kit will be available online, though, and will not sell in local pharmacies immediately. Mr. Cooper says that does set barriers for people struggling to overcome the stigma surrounding HIV.
Depending on the packaging and how the kits will be delivered, what this will do is if people are receiving the kits in regional and remote areas of Australia, that will then potentially still have problems around the privacy issues. The kits are going to need to arrive to those people in very discreet ways that won't be intercepted by other people, so that people in the local community have no idea what the test kit is.
Health Minister Greg Hunt has announced an additional $5 million in funding for AIDS prevention, which he says will help eradicate HIV transmission in Australia by 2022. As part of the announcement, he says the government will begin subsidising a new HIV drug called Juluca on Saturday, World AIDS Day. Australians will pay a maximum of $39.50 to fill a script, saving almost $11,000 a year. Mr. Hunt, emphasising the importance of self-testing, has recited the slogan of a campaign to support it.
If you have an undetectable load, therefore it is untransmissible. U equals U. Undetectable equals untransmissible. And that's a fundamental message.
The Acting Executive Director of the National Association of People with HIV Australia, John Rule, says Juluca reduces the burden of medication on people ageing with HIV.
Juluca is one of the first two drug regimens in a single pill. Now, we know from research that 73% of people living with HIV are concerned about the number of medicines they take as they get older. So people, as they age with HIV, not only have to take HIV medications, but because of increased numbers of comorbid health conditions, have an increasing number of, we call it pill burden.
Dr. Rule says making Juluca available to Australians is a step in the right direction, but more needs to be done to eradicate HIV and AIDS altogether.
What we do need is education for GPs throughout Australia, because not all GPs are trained in managing HIV patients and their medication. We need GPs to be able to conduct full sexual health screenings in a non-judgmental way. And we need to increase testing for heterosexual people, people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. Along with that, we need a broad-based public education campaign, and we need this within the next 12 months, about the scientific knowledge in terms of HIV management and treatment.
Karen Price, Deputy Chief Executive of the health promotion organisation ACON, says the next most important thing to do is removing the stigma around HIV. She points to a graphic ad that once warned Australians of grave consequences from HIV.
HIV is still a very stigmatised health condition. So many of us remember the Grim Reaper ad in Australia, and while that had some benefits, it certainly had a lot of consequences as well. And certainly people are still quite fearful of HIV. I think the general population is still quite fearful of HIV, which means that people living with HIV end up affected by a lot of people's stigma and some discrimination.
Joy Joshi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.